Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, just to continue from our last session of Dars, in which the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name Al-Wadood, was explained. Al-Wadood means Allah who is the loving one. Allah who is the loving one. Now this name Al-Wadood is a very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we understand this name, insha'Allah ta'ala, it becomes easy for the believer to defeat the shaitan completely. To defeat the shaitan completely. We need to first understand how shaitan works. Our ulama have mentioned, and this is taken out from the Quran and Sunnah, that the aim and focus of shaitan is to break the family structure. He wants to dismantle the families first, one by one. This is the whole idea. This is what shaitan wants. When families break up, then this means that the members of the family are also very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. And when an opportunity arrives, he can corner that individual and launch a full attack on that individual. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have mentioned the importance of unity in the family. Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. Allah's hand is with the jama'at, with the group of people, with the community, with the family. And so what he does is that he wants to break the family first. Today when we look into the different communities, non-Muslim communities, they are an easy target. Why? There is no such thing as family bonding, family structure, unity. The mother and father will say, fine, you're 16, 18, you're out and you do whatever you want. Maybe later on, after 10, 15, 20 years, a phone call might come, how are you mom, how are you dad? Or the father or mother might see. Everyone is completely independent. Completely independent. That is why in many countries a lot of people suffer from depression. Depression has become very common amongst even Muslims today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So in the hadith it comes that the shaitan, just before sunsets after Asr. That is why there is no Nafl after Asr. He will lay his throne, his chair, upon the horizon. And he is the boss. And then he has the shayateen that work under him, his cronies. And he will take an account from them of what they have done. So he will have his chair, just like how there is the mimbar here, the pulpit. So the shaitan will sit on the horizon. And he will ask everyone, there will be a majlis. And so some of the people have said that this is towards the ocean. This is towards the ocean. And so they are suspended. They don't touch the ground and they don't touch the skies or whatever it is. This is a makhluk that Allah has created and they are invisible. And so attention is given to their leader and he will ask, okay, now tell me what you people have done. What are your works? So one by one, they stand up and they say, huh, today I made someone go to sleep for Fajr Salah, so I made somebody miss his Fajr Salah. So Shaitan says, huh, well done. What you did is also good. Somebody will say that, oh, I made somebody drink alcohol. And so he'll say, huh, this is good. And I delayed someone from going for Hajj. And I got someone angry, so he fought with his parents. So all the sins that we can think of are mentioned. And he is there saying, fine, you did good, good. Carry on, continue. And then there is one individual, Shaitan. He thinks that he has done nothing. So he will say, what I have done is not much. So the superior, Shaitan, the one in that position, will ask, what did you do? So he said, nothing much. I caused an argument between husband and wife, and the husband got angry and he divorced the wife in the majlis, and both are separated. That's all I did. So Shaitan stands up and says, you come here to me. You deserve a hug and a kiss from me. And so he will hug him and he will embrace him and kiss him. And so he will say, what you did is the best thing. All the other sins only affect individuals. But what you did will have an effect upon an entire community. Why? The husband side of the family will break relationship now. The wife side of the family will break relationship now. The extended family of the husband will not talk to even the extended family of the wife side. And the friends that are to this family will not talk. And the friends of this family will show animosity and hatred. And so here we have 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 individuals who you have impacted upon. So this is something that what we want. This is exactly what we want. And then what happens is that when talaq takes place, Allah save us, the children are completely crippled. The children are the worst to be hit. People don't realize that. People don't realize that at all. And so when the children actually grow up, that stability is not there. That foundation is not there. So this is what Shaitan does, that he knows this wife is alone now. Maybe I can open the doors of zina for her. This man is alone. Maybe I can open the doors of zina for this man. The children are alone. Now the wife can't take control of the children. Because obviously the support of the father is not there. The children don't fear no one. The mother can't take control of the child. Maybe financial problems. Other family members are not so Islamic minded, understanding that I need to help somebody. And they think, well, you know, this is your fault, this is what you did, and so you sort it out. And maybe they abandon her, or maybe they abandon him. And so everything actually becomes extremely difficult for that person. And so that is why the shaitan aims for a divorce, a breakup in the family structure. And he never gives up. Sometimes a person is a grandfather. He is a grandfather. He's got grandchildren. Sons and daughters are married. Even then the shaitan will want to break up the elders. Shaitan is khabis, my respected brothers. And so, if we understand the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wadood, Al-Wadood, that Allah is the loving one, we can break the back of shaitan, insha'Allah ta'ala. It is possible. Now, if we look into the teachings of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is a disagreement between husband and wife, Sharia and Islam demands from the two to resolve the matter immediately within 24 hours. This is what Sharia wants. Islam does not want that animosity, that disagreement, that ikhtilaf, that disunity to last for a long period of time, for many, many days. Because this will only strengthen the shaitan. And let us look into the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I just hope that the mothers are also listening at home, the mothers and sisters. Something very, very important. Allahu Akbar. It would be so nice if people would have that passion to come and listen to the bayan and listen to the lectures. MashaAllah, you know, the words of Allah and His Rasul can save a marriage, can save a marriage, can open up an understanding. We don't realize it, how important it is, the majalis. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala ukhbirukum binisaikum fil jannah. He said to the companions, shall I not inform you of your women who shall enter Jannah? Shall I not inform you of your women, binisaikum, fil Jannah, that will go to Jannah? Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in said, Kulna bala ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of them said, Ya Rasulallah, this would be the best thing, this is what we want to know. Who from our women folks shall enter Jannah? How should the women be? And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the women who shall enter Jannah, the first word that he said, describing the women, he said, Al-Wadood, that these women are Wadood. Al-Wadood is the name of Allah. And Allah is saying that this quality should be in the women, Al-Wadood, that these women are Al-Wadood. And what does Al-Wadood mean? Al-Wadood mean that a woman has this tremendous love for her husband. That woman who has this tremendous love for her husband, this passion she has for her husband, she loves the husband madly. These are the best women, Al-Wadood. No matter how the husband goes, he has black hair now, then he has white. He is fit now, he may go a bit different, pear shape, whatever, however he is. Nobody is like Hamza here, mashallah, you know, fit all the time, you know. Allahu Akbar. no matter how he is, no matter who he is, she madly loves the husband. Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the wife that you are more beloved to me than sugar mixed with butter. You are, Umar's awake now. Umar was sleeping and he must be saying, I've heard of all that, Mauli Sahab, I'm very happy. But he's awake now. Allah's Nabi is saying, you are more beloved to me than sugar mixed with butter. In those days, makkhan khate the bhai, is tarike. And so when the wife heard this, she said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Nabi, you are more sweet to me than honey mixed with butter. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, this is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Nabi like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to the wife in this lehja, what we would describe as romance or very romantic. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when I was young and slim, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to me, Aisha, and we were all alone, nobody was out there in the vicinity. And he said to me that, do you want to have a race with me? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, do you want to have a race with me? Has anyone here done this with the wife? Anyone here? If you see a Maulana racing with the wife in Spinil Park, it will be breaking news. Our Imam Sahib is racing now. MashaAllah, ab ye diwana ho gaya. Ye bas khatam ho gaya. Bhai, do it privately. What is it? Especially in our community. If you're going to do something like that, do it out of Leicester. Unless you really, you know, don't care and you say, I'm doing it for Allah Pak and that's it. MashaAllah. And so that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, who can beat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a race? He is rahmatul lil alameen. But when I looked at him, I felt that he just allowed me to pass. And so I was ahead. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, aha, Aisha, you have won. Aisha, you have beaten me. But who could beat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sahaba could not even keep up with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was walking. This was his mu'jiza, miracle. If the companions were together and Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam would walk, it is said that the mu'jiza under the feet was tayyul ard. Tayyul ard. That the earth beneath would be rounded up like this. It would be folded. And so Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'een would find it difficult to be in line with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam because the earth would be folded. And so after a few years, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was again with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and said, ha Aisha, do you want to have a race again? Do you want to have a race again? So she said, yes. But this time, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam went in front of her. And so Huzur alayhi salam then said, Ya Humaira, tilka bitilka. Now we are equal. Now we are equal. This is the Islam. When you have an opportunity to actually sit and talk with the people around you who like to claim that Islam is aliyazu billah, Islam does not give any rights to women, Islam shows no respect to women. These are the things that we need to speak about. That this is our Nabi. What right are you talking about? What right are you talking about? And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the men folks, be very careful and look after those that are in your care. Be very careful and look after those who are in your care. Why? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا حَجِيجُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, I will be representing them. Be careful. I will be representing them on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the women of Jannah, the first quality is wadood, who are passionately in love with their partners, with the husband. So the first quality is wadood. The second quality is al-walood. Al-walood means that mashallah, Allah has given that power to a woman and that she gives birth to many, many children. But then after that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now this is something very important. إِذَا غَذِبَتْ أَوْ أُوسِئَ إِلَيْهَا. If the wife is angry or if she is ill-treated, if the wife is angry or if she is ill-treated, أَوْ غَذَبَ زَوْجُهَا, or the husband is angry. Or the husband is angry. And so basically in a relationship, if anyone gets angry, then the mothers that are listening at home and the sisters that are listening at home that will get married very, very soon, this is something for them to listen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the best woman is that woman when she realizes that my husband is angry, or something has happened for me to get angry, but then she wants to resolve the matter very, very quickly. So how is the matter resolved? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that she will go to the husband and she will say to him, Hadhihi yadi. This is my hand. This is my hand. The lady will say, the wife will say, this is my hand. Hadhihi yadi. This is my hand, and I give my hands to you. And she will hold the hands of the husband, and then she says, لا أقتلح بغمض حتى ترضى. I will not line my eyes with sleep. أقتلح means surma lagana. غمضين means to sleep. So I will not line my eyes with sleep until you are happy with me. I want to resolve this now, now, now. We are not to give any opportunity to the shaitan. You are my husband and I am the wife. Let us resolve it now. And immediately it should be resolved. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that these women are women of Jannah. These women are women of Jannah. They don't wait that no, no. I want an apology from Mr. Abdullah. I want an apology from Mr. Umar. I want an apology. They don't think like that. They say no, no. Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever has happened, but shaitan is our enemy. And this house should not break. And subhanallah, they carry on. This is something very, very important for us to understand, my respected brothers. In the hadith, it also comes that there was a husband who said to the wife that I'm going for a few days, maybe even a few weeks, wallahu alam, but I'm going for a few days and I have given everything to you here. And she would live on the top floor. So it was a multi-store house. Multi-story building, and there was somebody downstairs and she was upstairs. And the husband said that there is no need for you to go out. So you stay at home, everything what you need, I have given it to you. I will come back and we will sort it out maybe after 2-3 days. And she said, fine, the husband can go. Now some information was given to her that the father is not well. The father is not well. Now she is thinking, shall I go out to see my father? What shall I do? And so she takes mashwara from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody went to ask, And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if your husband has said not to go out, then don't go out. Honor your husband. Your husband has said not to go out, then don't go out. This is what he has said, stay at home, no problem. And she did that. It comes in the riwayat that the father got ill and he passed away. The father passed away. But what happens thereafter? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed. And he personally came to this woman and said to her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given your father Jannah. Allah has pardoned all his sins due to your listening and obedience to the husband, that you did not go out of the house. This one amal of yours was accepted. That imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave your father Jannah. So this is something which is very, very important for us to understand, that Al-Wadud means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the loving one. And we should also have this mizaj, this tabi'at, this temperament, that we are soft in our nature. We are soft in our nature. You will find some people, Allahu Akbar, that in their workplace or in their activities, they become different people. They become very angry. The shaitan plays with their mood. Bhai, relax. What should you do? Relax. Is it the end of the world? Have you heard of Imam Mahdi coming out? Has Dajjal come out? Relax. This is what shaitan does. He makes a person panic, and this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want, this should happen, this should happen. No. Take it easy. You are not the only one that is doing everything. There are other people who can't take your pace or who can't take what you're doing. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was a man who would understand the situation around him. And that is how he would deal with people. That is how he would deal with people. You know, a woman came to this Maulana Sahib and said, Maulana Sahib, you know, not a day goes past by that we don't argue, we don't fight. So, you know, because Maulana understood that she also had a malicious tongue. So, she's saying, Maulana Sahib, you know, can you give me a taweez? Can you give me a taweez? Maulana Sahib said, okay. Parelo pani api dem tare. What did he say? Parelo pani api dem tare. Brothers, understand. I will pray on the water. So bring a bottle of water for me. And so the bottle of water came. And the Hazrat said, okay, you stay there. And he prayed ayats of the Quran and did dumb and whatever he had to do. So khair, he said to this lady, he goes, come here. You have to do exactly what I tell you for 40 days. Otherwise it's not going to work. Say, Hazrat, you see, the problem is they will take advice from other people but not from the husband. So she said, no problem. So the Sheikh said, look, when you see your husband in a bad mood, in a foul mood, that he's going to erupt now, quickly keep this water bottle in front of you and put the water in the glass and put the glass in your mouth and let the water fill your mouth completely. But don't drink the water. Keep the water in your mouth, just like when somebody is gargling. So keep it in your mouth until the husband moves away from you. Until the husband moves away from you and goes to another room. She said, okay, no problem. Bichari aurat to sunti hai na bichari. No problem. So the husband got angry and she said, Habib Saab told me this. And now water. How is she going to react? So the husband is saying, and she said, so she's doing this. So The husband looked at her. What's happening here? Moving up. And honestly, she did this for 40 days. The husband became calm and she understood the art of taking control of this creature. How to look after this creature who is the husband. All you need is your tongue. What is it? Tongue. Just control that. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is so important. So important. And so intelligent men and women understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I have in front of me very, very quickly, inshallah, I won't take much of your time. But just the ingredients to a healthy marriage. Ingredients to a healthy marriage. What do we need? And there's women, inshallah, listening. And it's easy because what we've done here is everything starts with the letter T. Everything starts with the letter T. So it's easy for us to understand. For a successful marriage, the first thing you need is T for taqwa. What is it? T for taqwa. Taqwa means the wife should understand that Allah is watching me. The husband should understand that Allah Pak is watching me. How am I treating this woman? How am I treating this woman? She is there always looking after me. So treat them with love and affection. Understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching the two of you. And then another T is for to trust one another. What is it? Trust one another. Now, in a relationship, trusting one another is very important. Now, here the husband gives some cash, you know, to the wife and says, "Why, look after this money, it is our money." And then this wife says, "Oh, forget it, you know, I'll give to my family in India and Pakistan and give it to my friends." And bichara, the husband comes and all the time the 20 pound notes are getting less and less and less. What kind of a trust is that? There should be mutual trust that they understand they are two bodies but breathing with the same heart. And trusting also means you'll find some of the youngsters that they have a mobile phone, and when you get close to them, they are so possessive of their mobile phones that if you come close to them, they will quickly grab the phone and put it in their pockets. And if they go upstairs, they will come downstairs. "Oh, I better take my mobile phone." So now when you are married, the husband should be transparent and the wife should be transparent. If the wife is always keeping the mobile phone in such a way, then these are things that will cause doubt in the mind of the husband, that why is my wife always keeping the phone like, subhanallah, something that she needs all the time? Is there something wrong? Or it could also be the case with the husband. So a relationship should be transparent. The husband should say, "You can have your password, but I should know the password. I have access to your mobile phone, and you can have access to my mobile phone. What is there to hide? It's an open relationship. You can use my phone, I will use your phone." Very good. And then T for time. We need to spend time together also. A husband and wife, all the time busy, 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 pound, 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 pound. By the time husband comes home, then the wife has come back home. She is so tired, she goes to bed also. There is no time. Number five, T for temper. T for temper. Gussa. This is something very, very important, to control your temper in a relationship. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La taghzab," don't get angry. None of the family members should get angry. Nobody should get angry. Take anger out. Allah give everyone the tawfiq. La taghzab. Now some people say, you know, they want to show off, you know, "I'm a very hot tempered guy, don't mess with me." Well, you are a foolish man. In reality, according to Islam, you are a foolish man. What are you boasting about? There is nothing to boast. This is against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And tea for talking, there should be also this relationship. A lot of the times what happens, the husband is at home, the wife is cooking, and she's on the phone talking with somebody else. And she's busy talking with the whole world, but she is not talking with the husband, bichara. And then if you don't talk with your husband, then the husband will talk with the women that are outside in the workplace. He will talk with Maimuna Appa. Who will he talk with? By no women should take any offense. I just said it like that. He will talk with Maimuna Khala, Maimuna Appa. But you've got an opportunity, talk to each other. If you don't talk, then what will happen? He will talk to somebody else and she will talk to somebody else. Tea for truthfulness. Tea for truthfulness. Be open, transparent, and be truthful to each other. Don't lie. And then, you know, you need to go out somewhere and then you say, you know, I'm going here, and then you go there. And somebody takes your picture and you're in Blackpool Pleasure Beach and you're supposed to be at work. You get caught out. Nowadays you have to be very careful with the technology and the mobile phones. They can scan where you are. And this actually happened, of the husband actually saying that this is where I go, this is where I go. And where the husband was biking, and as far as the cycling goes, that it was, everything was timed to the wife's phone. So wherever he goes, it would actually say that this is where he is. And so he would lie and he would be out somewhere else and the chap got caught. So you have to be very careful in this world of technology. So T for tolerance. T for tolerance. Tolerance means sabr. And this is also very important. T for thanks. Saying thank you. Okay? A woman likes the husband to praise her. Something very important. We don't do that. So if she puts on nice dress, you say, you look very beautiful today. What are we supposed to say? You look very beautiful today. Say it. Say it. It's very important. It's no use if somebody else will say it to her. The husband should say it. Say it, you look very nice. Mashallah, the food was very delicious today. Oh, mashallah, the house is clean today. Mashallah, the house is clean today. Oh, mashallah, praise her. She likes to be praised. And for the mothers listening at home, also the men like to be praised. The men also like to be praised. So you should also praise the men, folks. And T for thoughtfulness. Always think before you say. Don't react instantly to a situation that there is remorse thereafter. And then T for troublemakers. Identify the friends of the wife and identify the friends of the husband. Many a times it is the friends that break the family. Many a times it is the friends that break the family. So this T is for troublemakers. And that person thinks that, no, this person is very good for me. No, it's not. These are troublemakers. They have no understanding of Allah and His Rasul. And they are giving you advice, wrong advice. Oh, you know what? If my husband did this, I would do this. I will do that. Bichara, the husband has said, call the police. Again? Call the police. Allahu Akbar. Why? Before you call the police, take it easy. You know, there's children here, there are families here. Subhanallah, this is a strong relationship. What are you doing? What kind of advice do you give a person? Why do you need somebody else? When we have Allah and His Rasul, and Allah's Nabi has already told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to deal with the matter. Call the elders. Sort out. This is the way in Islam. So, T for troublemakers. And now this is very dangerous. Very dangerous. T for technology. T for technology. So now the husband is on the iPad, the wife is on the iPad, the children are on the iPad, the whole family is on the iPad. Everybody, and there is no communication, and there is nothing, there is no link. This is extremely dangerous. So we need to put in rules and regulations in the house that this is the cutoff period now. So when the husband comes home, He should leave his business at home. Leave his business at home. When he comes home, he should smile and say, Assalamu alaikum. And the wife should come at the door to receive him, and she should smile at him also. She should smile at him also. And it is so important for the women folks to learn how to cook food. What is it? To learn how to cook food. This is something very important. You can't just depend all the time on Evington Road. You understand? Everything Evington Road, buy. HMC. Buy from there. Don't be lazy. Cook fresh food. Pray. Do zikr of Allah. And cook food that when your husband eats, when your children eat, mashallah, they are happy. They are very happy. Sometimes my sisters and the young sisters that are there, they need to understand this. This is so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so technology is very dangerous. And tea for tea, chai. Also sit with the wife and have chai with her. Take a break. All the time. This is very important also. And then finally we end with the most important amal. Tea for tahajjud. Wake up for tahajjud. And make dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this nikah a great success. My respected brothers, sometimes we listen and we take things for granted, but we don't understand. It is the little things in life that make all the difference. I always say, put salt in food and you taste after that. Makes a difference. Little things will make a lot of difference in life. Imagine your chasma falls. You can't even drive. But somebody gives you your spectacles, mashallah, you are mobile again. Just by this frame, this very small frame, you do everything in life. You take this out, there is nothing for you in life. It is the little things that matter the most. But we think we know it all. And it's not about knowing it. It's about putting it into practice. Allah, give me the tawfiq. Allah, give all of us the tawfiq. We are Muslims. We need to turn back to Allah and His Rasul. Allah, give us all the tawfiq. Just for a few minutes, inshallah, just do muraqabah. So that the hearts are also purified and cleansed. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رحمة